And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. Nice.
Thank you. All right, so we're here. It's we're taping this on Halloween Day. Unlike last week, however, we're not going to make this one about ghosts and all that kind of stuff.
God,
this
I hope
is
not.
Yeah, no. Last week was freaky enough. If you listened to last week's episode, it was our personal ghost stories, and it was freaky, man. Like uncool freaky, because I hate thinking about that.
I've heard both of those stories. But each of your stories, like 10 times each, and it still creeps me out just to think about it.
And what's crazy is the stories never change, so you know they're true.
Ooh. That's true.
Yeah.
That's for real. Are Patrick, you guys doing anything for Halloween night?
You know, Stacy wants to, we're going to go to a friend's house because they have like a bigger neighborhood, you know, like with more kids in it than ours.
Are y'all trick-or-treating?
Yeah, our kids are still trick-or-treating. So they're going to go to a bigger neighborhood because, like, our neighborhood, we only have, like, seven houses with kids in it. And the bad thing is this is what she was telling me, and I didn't know people really did this in the real world. Like, when I trick-or-treated, we walked everywhere. Or, if anything, we took our bikes, you know?
Yeah.
But they are going, like, they're going to have a truck, and they're going to have the tailgate down, and everybody's going to pile into the truck, and they're going to drive like a couple blocks.
What?
And then park the truck, and then everybody does like seven or eight houses. Then they take the truck and they go further. And I'm
okay,
like, what?
The only thing that negates the fact that kids might eat all this candy is all the walking you have to do to get it.
Well, I'm thinking this isn't the Tour de France. You don't need a chase vehicle.
And that's dangerous. There's so many kids walking through neighborhoods, like driving if you don't have to.
So I told her, I said, I'm not going to be a part of that. I said, that's not Halloween. Halloween is the walking. And she's like, well, fine. Well, you go walk with them. I went, no, I have to stay home and hand out candy and eat candy.
Well, but your kids aren't old enough to go by themselves?
No. I don't trust any. I mean, they could be 20.
I don't know. My parents,
like,
I don't remember my parents ever walking with them. I'm sure they did when we were 5 and 6, but like I remember my memories of trick or treating were being
different time,
8 and 9, and yeah, walking around.
It was a different time, you understand?
Yeah, but
1982, 83. yeah, it was.
If you don't know that reference,
yeah,
my kids don't even like going. My kids haven't gone trick or treating in years.
They're just like, Dad, just go get some candy.
No, they don't even, they're not even real big into that.
No, that's too bad. That means you don't have a lot of candy at your house.
We have two bags. This morning I left, and there was two bags, like the little miniature stuff. But it's the good quality stuff. It's like...
Is that for handing out, or is that for them?
No, it's for handing out. That's Butterfinger, Snicker, Mars, is it? Is there a Mars bar?
Mars bar.
Baby Ruth, which I forgot about, which is fabulous.
Awesome.
I like, what is it, the ones quality with the coconut? Almond Joy? And mounds? Yeah. I like those, man.
Well, I'm glad we're talking about candy. And then,
how's your weight loss going? What'd you lose this week?
I don't know this. I weigh in on Monday. So starting on Monday, I was down 13 pounds in 2.5 weeks. So.
Starting to walk more, doing exercise?
I am. I walked 2 miles 3 times this week already.
Woo! So,
I know that's not a lot, but for me, it's a start.
That's good. That's good.
Been a better good week.
Better than gaining weight.
It is better than gaining weight.
So what happened this week in the news? We had
the nurse who refused to do her quarantine is a pretty big one. That, I'm sorry, is, you know, she's being all defiant about it. I'm going on a bike ride. I just want
to... Can you imagine being married to that?
Oh. And her guy went with her.
Look, now hold on, though. I'm going to just say this. They kept that nurse in New Jersey in some horrible conditions in her quote unquote quarantine for 3 weeks. Okay. If you want to force people into quarantine,
well, she wasn't
you can
in
at least,
quarantine though. Not for 3 weeks. She was only in for a couple days.
Either way, whatever. You don't lock people in a jail with a toilet and nothing else. They could have at least gave her Netflix.
You know,
they didn't do that for
her? No.
No, that sucks, but I get it. I mean, that stinks. And I'd be upset about that.
But you know what stinks worse? Giving me Ebola.
Yeah, well.
But here's the thing. Nobody, and I know like most of the fervor over Ebola has been dying down over the past couple of weeks because, it hasn't been as crazy. But I will say this. We don't know enough about it. We really don't. The CDC just the other day said that sneezes can now cause Ebola. Did you know that, Big D?
Dude, I knew it when we talked to the guy from the CDC, and he didn't. He danced around it.
Yeah. So
I asked that question hoping he would go, well, yeah, but he didn't.
They said it the other day that, you know, somebody sneezing could put particles on something that you could touch, and then you rub your eye, and all of a sudden you've mixed fluids, and bam, you got Ebola. So, you got this lady going on this joyride. We don't know. Again, she tested negative. I understand that. But you still haven't done the full 21 days. It takes a while for this to gestate inside your body before you can get it or before you show the signs and the symptoms. And once you show the symptoms, now you've got Ebola. At that point, it's kind of late to go into quarantine. So I think it's absolutely crazy. People say this. She's a medical professional. Yeah. Well, let me explain something. That first guy, the New York City doctor guy, he is a doctor. There's no more medical professional than you can get than a doctor. And he was like, I went ahead and self-quarantined, and I did this, and I did that. And then the truth comes out when they see his ATM statement. Detectives went, no, your ATM statement says that you were here, here, and here, and
you
here.
You went bowling.
Yeah, I went bowling. And then he goes, oh, yeah, well, I know I self-quarantined, but I also went bowling, and I went on the subway, and I went to this restaurant, and I did. And this doctor lied. You're going to tell me that other people won't lie too?
Can we please stop talking about Ebola?
The
reason that nobody wants to talk about it is because everyone's tired of hearing about it. Nope, there's still only 3-4 people in the whole country that have it. So
anyway, okay. Moving on. No more Ebola.
How was the Garth Brooks thing?
Yeah, so I went to a Garth Brooks thing today where Garth played a bunch of music for members of the media.
When does he? When does the album come out?
11/11.
Can I tell you something before?
A week from Tuesday.
Before you tell your story? A friend of mine that we all used to work with plays softball with me, and he works for Garth. Did you know Garth was in the studio as recent as a couple days ago? Recording songs for this album that they just announced, or the album was announced, but actually the songs were just announced. He still hadn't decided on which songs.
He had 30 songs, and he was still tinkering with them until just a few days ago.
Not tinkering, dude. He was recording.
No, he had them all recorded.
My bud works for him.
Your bud doesn't know everything. I'm telling you,
he had all the songs recorded and went
back and didn't like the vocals and re-recorded them.
Did your friend go drive NASCARs with Garth?
No,
the other
Garth
day?
Told me that today.
Garth lied.
God, some guy Bubba plays softball with, and we're going to take as the expert?
Yes, because he works for Garth. Garth is lying. I'm just telling you, he did not. He said, yeah, he goes, he's been kicking himself all over the place because he's got to do this, he's got to do that. He's going back and forth from the tours, and his whole thing was, I still haven't found, quote, the song that he wanted to come back with. He still, up until last week, a couple days ago, hadn't come up with that song. Even though they had this whole press conference announced, they didn't have the final song.
All right, no one cares. So
yeah, seriously.
I care.
I was there.
Deal.
I heard the music. Does anyone want to hear what I thought?
Yeah, you said it's amazing.
I heard 3 songs that could be the single.
Are they better than that first one he put out?
Oh, yeah.
Is that first one going to be on the album?
It's going to be on the album. He said he had a moment where everyone was going to play whatever he put out. You know, everyone was going to jump on the first single, and that was the message he wanted to get out there. Because it was all with that song, it was all about getting the message out that no one else was going to get out there. And you know what?
He was right.
He's right. And it's a little bit of a lovey-dovey, hokey, good, you know.
We are the world.
Let's all hold hands and be nicer to each other. But somebody's got to say it every now and then.
Was the other stuff pretty rock? Was there rocking stuff?
There's some stuff that's a little too rocking that is not going to be a country single, but it still sounds great.
We play plenty of country songs.
Yeah, but
aren't
what I mean? It's just hard. Like, yeah. So there's actually an album, a title cut, which there's never been before with Garth. He's never named his album after a song. but Man Versus Machine is a Man Against Machine is a song, and it's hot.
Was the picture you sent of, is that the cover picture?
That's one of the covers. Yeah, that's the black album cover for the limited edition.
It was weird. It looks like he's getting ready for some sort of a UFC fight.
Exactly. Someone asked him why he picked such a tough-looking picture when everyone knows he's such a nice guy. And his answer was, well, I just like that picture because it looked like I only had one chin. So, but he played, dude, almost every song. There's pedal steel. There's fiddles.
Like country?
You know, I know it was country music.
What are you talking about?
I know.
Garth Brooks is putting out a country album.
A country album.
That sounds country.
And it sounds country. There's a song called Rodeo and Juliet.
That's
a great title.
So great. It was Western Swing.
How's that not happened before?
Yeah, how's Rodeo and Juliet never been said
before?
No
one ever did it. And it was Western Swing, man. The whole, like, seriously.
Oh, no.
So perfect.
That's cool. Yeah, did you get to talk with Garth?
I did. I asked him a couple of questions, and specifically, he mentioned in the press conference like 3 months ago that there was a song that to him was more emotional and more powerful than The Dance, and so everybody was like, "Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Sure? You know? Oh my God! He played it. We sat there and he played songs off of a record for us for an hour and a half. And told us stories about each other. Then he picked up his guitar and played this song called Mom. And dude,
is it about his mom?
It's about it's a conversation between God and an unborn baby.
Oh wow.
Oh, and you go, really? That sounds a little hokey. Oh no, it's so good. It really is. Mm. And I mean, I'm not gonna say I teared up but I might have teared up a little bit, just a little bit.
That's
that
good.
And the fact that Garth Brooks was tearing up. Because he's Garth.
He faked that.
You're
Bubba's
so
friend,
negative.
Bubba's friend said that he faked that.
Yeah,
he doesn't cry. That's what his friend said.
It was really cool. And there's
Garth
some
told me
really
that,
good songs on there.
Garth told me that he's got an album coming out.
What?
Yeah, I got a friend that says that's not true.
Not true. My friend's saying that Garth's saying that.
How often do you guys see Garth? Patrick, when's the last time you saw Garth? Oh, the last press conference when you were there with the media and Garth got out whatever message he wanted to tell the media. My friend sees him several times a week.
Yeah, you're getting it secondhand. I don't care.
Whatever.
Jeez. Seriously. What's your friend's name?
I could give it out, but I mean.
Okay.
Dennis Hughes. You know him.
Yeah, okay. Dennis works selling Garth's merchandise.
But he sees him
all
the time.
But he doesn't have anything to do with the recording of the record.
Dude, he talks to Garth.
I figured that's who he was talking about. And when I thought, no, that can't be who he's talking about because he wouldn't have insider information on the recording of the – oh, my God.
He talks to Garth
almost two or three times
a week.
We're running out of extra larges.
So Garth definitely lies to us, but he definitely tells him the truth. You're right.
Dude,
yeah, no,
he
you're
sees
totally right.
Garth when he's at his most private moments.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
All right.
You can say that whatever you want. I mean, he and Garth talk about T-shirt ideas and things like that.
Yeah, oh, okay. I'm not saying that's not true. I'm just saying, why does he?
Jeez. I'm just saying, no, they have conversations where they sit down and they talk about, you know, this one's not selling. Why don't we do this? Or this one's selling more than that. Why don't we do something a little more along this line? They talk about all that kind of stuff. How often do you have private conversations where you hang out with them? That's what I'm saying. You're discrediting my source.
I'm just telling you that I believe what he told me today, okay?
Of course you do.
Yes.
You believe everything Obama tells you?
No!
Why? He's the president of the United States. He's sworn an oath of
office. He's not Garth Brooks.
Exactly.
Whatever, man.
I'm just saying I don't believe anything anybody tells me in a press conference.
Look, but you believe what a guy on your softball team told you he heard from another guy.
We say it because he doesn't have an agenda.
He does have an agenda.
He does have an agenda. Your guy has an agenda, which is to make you think he's more on the inside than he is. That's his agenda.
Dude, I knew that. Okay, did Garth say they were still working on the album up until a couple days ago?
Yes.
Yeah, you know why? Because I already knew that.
Because
he told my buddy.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. What I'm just saying is that I don't believe anything. Look, think about what Don did to us in New Orleans. When we couldn't talk because we were still under getting paid by our former employer, he was spreading whatever his part of the story was, and we couldn't tell the truth.
Yep.
And Don promised us that he would stop swearing and or stop putting the lie out there, and then immediately would put the lie back out there.
Yeah, okay, but again...
Because he had an agenda. He was trying to get his point out
there. And I'm saying
there.
Your friend has an agenda, too. Everyone has an agenda all the time,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm. Your agenda's right now to discredit my agenda.
No, my agenda was to tell you what I heard in the press conference, and you immediately start telling me it wasn't true.
Because
anyway.
I know the truth.
No, you don't.
I do.
I'm going to start bringing in...
You can vote now on who knows the
truth. Start
bringing
in secret sources from the people that I walk at the on the treadmills with at the gym. Well, I know a guy who knows a guy.
Well, now he's not going to get anything from a treadmill at the gym because he's not at the treadmill at the gym.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, oh, he plays softball. That's his thing, but I'm just saying. Well, I was down...
I'm just saying. My boy has gone and done all kinds of cool crud with Garth. And hung out with him and done this and that and whatever, you name it. And, like, I knew that Trisha was going to be doing the anthem and all that kind of stuff weeks before. They were like, oh, this just came up. Bull, I knew ahead of time. You're going to tell me
How come you don't tell us this stuff that you know ahead of time?
Because I don't give up, you know, stuff like that on, you know me, dude. Do I sit there and go, hey, guess what I know? I never do that.
But you just did it on the podcast.
I did it for you because I was saying, okay, now that it was out, I could talk about it.
But granted, in Bubba's
For the government, dude.
In Bubba's defense, that's kind of, I mean, that's a big sensitive information that she's going to sing in front of, you know, before a baseball game.
No, they no, but big, I'm just saying, whenever she sang the national anthem, they acted like it was all this last minute thing.
Yeah.
And it was a couple weeks in advance that it was all known.
And he tells you this because he knows Bubba's not going to go blab it on the air.
Which I didn't do.
So he keeps it to himself.
And now that it's all past and done, I can say no.
He's one of the few people who go, hey, can I tell you something? Don't tell anyone else. Yeah, Bubba won't. He'll go, yeah, I'm the same way. Bubba's telling me stuff. He goes, hey, don't tell anybody this. And he tells me it. And I've had it for years.
Yep.
My wife doesn't even know.
There's things about Big D that his wife doesn't know that I know.
And I said, hey, this is just between us. Okay.
And it stays that way. As well it should.
We're not the blabby.
I don't know where.
We're not the chatty Cathys.
How did this turn into who can keep secrets better? You saying I can't keep secrets?
You saying you can keep secrets better than me? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying we're on the podcast right now. We're not keeping secrets from anybody.
Because these aren't secrets now. They're known.
Oh, God. All right.
They are known entities. And we
hey,
can
Garth
talk
Brooks'
about
new album
now.
Comes out a week from Tuesday.
No,
it's awesome.
No, no, you
amazing.
Fell
it's
for that.
Awesome.
It's not coming out.
No, that's right.
My source told me, my homeboy told me that blah, 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 blah.
Awesome. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
What's your...
Garth almost came and played softball with us. I told you that.
Yeah. But here's my thing. I was thinking about it, and maybe I'm just... Because today it was so prominent in the songs, and I just don't notice it. Is there anything with pedal steel anymore?
No. No, there isn't. And I'm so glad to hear that there's a little bit of that going on.
Because even in the rockin'est songs that he played us, you could still hear a little... Like, I'm like, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the 90s. It's Garth
it's
Brooks.
It's not just
country.
The 90s. It's just country. You could say it's
but
country.
You know what I mean? Even the rock and even the hard, the stuff that, you know, the old school people in the 90s say, well, this isn't even country, but it was Garth Brooks.
Dude,
it still had fiddles and pedal steel on it.
I can remember in 1994 when Fresh Horses came out. Remember the blue cover?
Mm-hmm.
And Fever was on it. Fever, the Aerosmith song that Garth had redone. And everybody's like, oh my God, this is not country. Listen to that. And you go back and listen to it now. It is 1,000 times countryer than anything we're playing on the radio. It's got these crazy rocking fiddles, and it's just so energetic, and it's so good. And it's got lyrics about, holy cow, riding bulls?
Casey Musgraves is country.
I love Casey. You have a love affair for Casey. Big D, like, sends me, he'll send me, I'll say something, he'll send me, like, a lyric back. And I'm like, what's that, Casey?
I like her, man.
Yeah, it's cool people.
Her and Miranda and that whole kind of group.
That crew, yeah.
Leanne Womack.
I think my favorite song on that Casey Musgraves album is the It Is What It Is.
It is what it is.
Such a great
freaking... Till it ain't no more.
Seriously? How about we have a country song? Can we get a country song on? That is a country song.
Oh, it's totally like, hey, you know, you're bored, and I don't have anybody in my bed, and mine's come on over, and we'll do whatever. And hey, man, it is what it is until it ain't no more.
Man, I'm just saying.
Then it's something else. That's the way a guy thinks.
We've all been there. A lot of us have been there. Anyway.
Not me.
Yeah, well, no, of course not.
Because my friend told me not to. He told me Garth Brooks would never do that.
That's right.
I'd like to get Casey back in.
It's been a while.
Be cool. She doesn't do a lot of radio, I'm told.
She'll hang out with us, though. We go way back.
Some schmoes burn them.
Yeah.
Get burned. You don't want to play ball anymore.
Yeah, some people make it hard on the rest of us. You know. Yeah. But it is what it is.
It ain't
what it is anymore. I'm thinking about, I want to surprise Kathy tonight going out and doing something.
Halloween night?
Yeah, like do some, you know, have the trick-or-treaters and stuff, and the boys will go out and play. Why don't they play German Spotlight?
We used to play, we can't do that. My kids wanted to play that with our exchange daughter. Hey, you want to play German Spotlight? I'm like, we have got to come up with a new name for it. Why don't we just call it Spotlight?
I don't even know what the German part's for.
Well, you know, it's because like they have the searchlights.
Oh,
and if you get
God.
Caught in the searchlights,
it's like you're a Nazi
dead.
Death camp reference.
That's what German spotlight's spotlight. From.
Yeah. Oh, I never thought of it that way. But
hey, you guys want to go play Escape from Dachau?
I mean,
yeah, you're right. You know what? You should definitely change
so I
that.
Change it. Now my kids refer to it as Spotlight. You want to play Spotlight? And that's a lot better.
Yeah, it's weak.
It's interesting, though. You know,
just took the teeth out of it.
Okay. Well, your boys can play German Spotlight.
They do.
All right. Good. Good. So what are you guys going to do? What are you thinking?
I don't know, man. It's a nice little, cool little Italian place by the house we like to go to. It's kind of small and out of the way. Not out of the way, but just kind of tucked away. And I don't know. I want to do something really, you know, different, like something, you know. She'll be listening to this.
No.
She'll
listen to it later.
She listens to things like weeks later. She came in yesterday and goes, I was listening to the podcast in the car and you guys were talking about something. I didn't even know what she was talking about. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, because I've forgotten because it was 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So anyway, I want to do something. I don't know. I feel like I'm going through some sort of a something.
Like a phase of...
Know.
You know, here's the bottom line. I think this is the biggest thing for any marriage. You just have to always remember one thing. And, you know, this works for me. And maybe it doesn't work for everybody. But here's my one advice. Always date your spouse. I know it's really hard. You know, sometimes you don't have the money. Sometimes you don't have the babysitter. But you've got to find a way to do little dates, whether it's just going for a walk and getting away and having conversation that aren't about the kids, that aren't about school, that have nothing to do about anything at home. And they're just, you know, one-on-one, looking each other in the face and talking. That kind of stuff is important. You know, we try to do that about once a week. And it usually works out to where it's about, you know, 8 to 12 days apart. But, I mean, if you try to do that a couple times a month, you still get to do it. And I really believe that those days where we can do that kind of buys me a little leeway for whenever I'm dumb and too busy for the world, you know, and that kind of stuff. Oh, I got this, we got that, we're filming TV commercials or whatever, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think it helps buy a little bit of forgiveness and understanding because you do take the time out for each other when you can.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say I wanted to buy a muscle car. But whatever. That's cool that you're going through that. Yeah. I just want to buy a 1969 Camaro, black Camaro. Or
you're off the Mustang?
No, yet. Or a 1969 Camaro Fastback.
When did that change?
I don't know. Last few months.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Because you wanted the Eleanor kit.
Oh, God, the Eleanor kit's... Dang, it's even the kit's expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm like, I just want an everyday driver. I want to come home and my kids go, oh, you've been driving in the car? Yep. I want to just...
To reek of gas.
A reek of America. I want to smell like just fumes and engine and horsepower.
I want to walk by people and have them just get some sort of a melanoma just because they're near me.
What?
Just wow. Some.
This part of the podcast brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
By the way, I do want to mention this. This part of the podcast is the podcast is actually brought to you by Red Wing Work Boots. We haven't even mentioned them yet, and they're awesome. You know, and we'll get back to your car thing in a second. Work is craft. Work is teamwork. And when you think about it, work is Red Wing Work Boots. They're purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes are awesome. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
But yeah, that's what I want to get a car. And
that wasn't odd.
Well, you're the one who shoehorned that in.
Well,
there.
I had to shoehorn it in because I promised them I would give them a shout-out.
Yeah, here's what you do. You do that after the guy's finished with his topic, and then you go.
No, because it was on my mind, and if I let you continue, then I would have forgotten about it, and then I wouldn't have done it, you see? Because I have ADD, remember?
I've thought so many times about how I could go and get like a Ritalin prescription and then not take it and just slip it in Bubba's coffee. Like, seriously, I have been dreaming of doing that for a decade now. Just, I know it's illegal, so I can't do it, but, oh.
So Big D wants
that's
to...
That's Matterol? Wants yeah, you to get Matterol? Why don't you take it? No, I grind it up. I put it in Bubba's coffee.
I'm trying to get us back on traffic, on target here. Big D wants to reek of America. He wants a car that makes him smell like exhaust fumes.
Yes. So anyway.
I would like something kind of similar from that same era.
An everyday driver?
Yeah, but more of a... just a... for a bug out vehicle, because you know I'm a prepper and all that kind of stuff. I'm a baby prepper, but I would love to have a vehicle.
Wait, you prep babies?
No, you know, like a baby prepper. Like I'm not a full time crazy like you see on Doomsday Preppers on TV, prepper. But I do want certain things, and one of them is I want a car that's old enough to where, if there was some kind of electromagnetic pulse, you know, that it wouldn't kill it. You know, you get a car, old enough without all the electronics in the ignition,
something
and all
without
that kind
a computer,
of stuff,
you know,
something without a computer. You get one old enough without a computer, and guess what? They have an EMP. You can still drive the old car. So that's why I would like to get something like an old International Scout or an old Bronco again. I had one when I was a kid, and I ended up having to sell it because it was stolen and all kinds of crazy stuff.
I want you to think about all the cool movies. Star Trek, the new Star Trek that was out a few years ago, all of the Transformer movies. I want the car that the older guy drives out on his ranch in the beginning of the movie. It's usually some sort of an older Camaro or Trans Am or something like that. That's what I want. I want to be that guy. I want to be the guy who's driving that super cool car that's in every Viagra commercial. I want to be driving that car. There you go. Are you targeting me? Because you're targeting me.
D doesn't want the Viagra, but he wants the car the guy's driving.
To be honest with you, I'll take some Viagra.
Have you ever done that? I've never done it.
Okay.
And I'm so
this is going to a place where I'm not comfortable.
Did we do a bit Patrick one time when it first came out?
No, but we had a boss once who tried telling me, dude, I'm just telling you, it's great. You got to try it. I think I was 25 at the time, and we're like, I'm 25. I don't think I'm the target audience for this.
You know, here's the thing, and this is my fear, and I'll just say it very I'll just dance around it, is I'm afraid that if I were to ever take something like that I would train my body to not work on its own anymore, which it does fine. So
see, I read that,
you shouldn't
I read that
take
that's not
drugs
the case.
You don't need.
I've heard that's not the case. But I've read both sides of that argument. I've read that, oh, it isn't the case, and I've read the, oh, this ruined my life. Now I have to have this. So, yeah.
There's lots of supplements you can take, by the way.
I don't have
that do similar things.
Well, really? We'll talk about that one.
Okay, yeah, let's. It's weird.
It's not weird. It's just one of those weird things. I mean, dude, one day you'll have that issue. One day we'll all
one day,
have that
and
issue.
Then I'll know it's there, and that's fine.
Yeah,
I just remember that conversation.
This is not the day for any of us, thank God.
Yeah.
So get back to your car.
I think he already made his
want
point
a car.
Twice
a car.
Now.
Hey, this part of the podcast is brought to you by. See, that's when you do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you taking notes?
Mm-hmm. I am. By the way, to everyone that sent me pictures of their ghosts that over, you know, during Halloween, especially on Halloween Day, we did the We did the show, well, you know, tell us your ghost stories and all that. And I have got probably, I'm sitting here deleting them because
I got six emails. I didn't even open them. I'm letting you know. Yeah. If you send me an email about a ghost photo,
if
I didn't
says
look at
ghost
it.
Ghost picture, picture of a ghost, anything like that, deleted. If I see the word ghost in that little squiggly line that looks like a paperclip that means something's attached, deleted. I don't care what's in it. It's gone. So if you sent that to me, I'm sorry. If I don't reply, it's because you sent me a picture of a flipping ghost. And I hate that stuff.
Most of that stuff's fake.
I'm sure it is. But it doesn't matter. I'm not going to look at it. I love the fact that I can walk around my house at 3 o'clock in the morning when nobody's home in the middle of a thunderstorm and not be afraid. I love that. I love the fact that I can have a candle and all the lights, the power goes out and it's that still stale air because the power has been out for 2 hours and I'm not freaked out. I love that. I love the fact that I can go outside if I hear a funky noise and I can go investigate it without thinking, oh, let me go grab this. I got to get that. Oh my gosh. I got to have some kind of baseball bat or my gun or something. I can look and not worry that a boogeyman's going to go, bleh, you know? I like that. That's why I don't look at these ghost pictures.
Yeah. Get you in that weird mind frame.
Well, then you start wondering what's around you. And I don't want to know. There was an episode on Doctor Who.
Oh, boy.
This season, it was called Listen. I'm just telling you, man. You got to find a way to watch it. It was awesome.
So how can
awesome.
You not, like, you don't like any of that stuff, but you'll watch Doctor Who that's full of that?
No. Well, see, Doctor Who's different because they never say what it is. Like on the episode,
but isn't that what
Listen,
you just said? It's well, because when you don't know what it is, but that's what's scary.
But here's the thing. They give you this one moment in the show where you're just petrified. You're like, oh my gosh, is that really happening? And then at the end, they show you a different way that the same kind of thing happens, but it's completely a human thing. And you go, oh. So it always makes you wonder and go, okay, well, there's a human explanation. Okay, no problem. That's why I like it.
I'm lost. What were we talking about?
This part of the show is brought to you by.
All right.
Next week, are we going to do the songwriter on the podcast?
Yes. We're going to have a guy on the show next week for the very first songwriter spotlight.
Which is a cool new thing.
Very
we're
cool thing we're working on. So.
His name is Mark Beeson, and it's a very interesting story because he went over 20 years. He wrote a number one back in the day for Restless Heart and then kept writing songs for 20 years and never had another number one until recently. With a pretty big song for a pretty big artist. I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but it's a great story, and he'll be on the show this week, and then we're going to include that on the podcast to share with you as well next week.
It's something we're going to start doing about every 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, I think it's neat. Cool. I mean, here's the thing. We love country music, and the best part about country music is the songs. You know, the fact that we have these, like, there's a reason you love that song from Garth Brooks about the unborn baby talking with God because of the lyrics. And you went, oh, this is strong. This is a great story. And that's what's cool about country music is we
literally
have these stories.
Nobody could, no other format of music could have that song that he sang.
Maybe but, I mean, Christian radio.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But it's just, it's country music, man. It's the lyrics that right outside the door. When you walk into our studio, this is country music, and we do. That's the
in reference to
the Brad Paisley song.
Hey, you're not supposed to talk politics. No, you're not supposed to talk about religion. Hey, you're not supposed to talk. We do.
Country
and that's
music,
what's cool.
Man.
So anyway, Mark Beeson will be joining us next week. Are we
also
done?
The CMAs
yes.
coming up? So
yeah. So we'll have some good stories about what went down at the CMA awards and all that kind of stuff as we're doing the broadcast out there. All right.
Awesome. Well, everyone have a very safe trick-or-treating and Halloween, and be careful of the little kids out there. They got, you know, masks on. It's hard for them to see you,
and
you
plus
hard to see them.
They're not even looking for you. They're looking for the next door.
Right. So please be careful and be safe.
All right. This part of the show, am I doing it now? Is this the right time?
Now is good.
This podcast is brought to you by Red Wing Work Boots. Work is craft. Work is teamwork. Work is Red Wing Work Boots. Purpose built for the exact work you do. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.